With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Jordan Stolz has won his second speed skating gold medal of the Milan Cortina Olympics. He picked up gold number two by finishing first in the 500 meters today. That is just one of his four scheduled events. He already won his first on Wednesday in 1,000 meters. His next event will be the 1,500 meters, and that one is set for Thursday. And again, he is considered a contender in that one as well. Also at SRNnews.com, a partial government shutdown remains in effect today after the White House and Democrat members of Congress could not come to terms last night before midnight on a deal to fund the Department of Homeland Security. A month after Iran launched a major crackdown on nationwide demonstrators, widespread arrests are roiling the country now. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has put the number of arrests at more than 50,000 up to 7,000 people may have died. President Trump, meanwhile, hopes the U.S. and Iran can come to some kind of agreement on the country's nuclear program.
When it comes to striking a deal with Iran on its nuclear program, the president said he hopes that can happen over the next month. He said a failure to do so will result in steep consequences.
We have to make a deal, otherwise it's going to be very traumatic. Very traumatic. I don't want that to happen, but we have to make a deal.
The president held White House talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu this past week and said he had insisted to the prime minister that negotiations with Iran needed to continue.
Economist Steve Moore says the U.S. stock market is the best place to invest.
The valuation of American companies is about $72 trillion. China is at about $20 trillion. Europe.
And there were some fluctuations on Wall Street this week, to be sure, but some recovery on Friday. The Dow was up by about 48 points. This is SRN News. A new poll asked mothers to talk about church, why they go. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making some headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that carry out abortions. At the federal level, Congress has also passed a measure prohibiting Medicaid dollars from going to any clinics that perform abortions. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports there's been another resignation linked to Jeffrey Epstein.
The top lawyer for investment bank Goldman Sachs, Kathy Remler, is resigning after emails between her and Jeffrey Epstein showed a close relationship. Remler was also White House counsel in the Obama administration. Remler has called Epstein a monster in recent statements. But before he was arrested a second time for sex crimes in 2019, she called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey in emails and said she adored him. After she left the White House in 2014, Remler received several expensive gifts from Epstein, including luxury handbags and a fur coat. Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes in 2008. I'm Donna Water.
The San Francisco teacher strike appears to be over. San Francisco teachers reaching a tentative agreement with a school district on Friday to end their strike. It's the first there in about 50 years. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.